God, how does he feel?
Recording something on there.
How about that?
There we go.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm keeping an eye on.
It's a guess, exactly. What are you rambling about over there, old man?
Bob Dylan.
How about shutting the door?
Right. I can shut the door. Now you don't talk so proud, do you? Now you don't even talk so loud about
how you shut the door.
Gotta be scrounging for your next meal.
You want me to? You want to turn the heat up over there? Yeah.
Oh, how does it feel?
Week 11, Bottom Line Sports Rocker Pot.
Here we go. Week 11 in the Bottom Line Sports
Rocker Pot. Live from Lexington.
With 72 degrees, and approximately 4:30 in the evening. Yeah, boys. Yeah.
4:30 in the evening. It's 4:47 in the afternoon.
You know what? After daylight savings time goes away and it gets dark, it's the evening.
It's the evening.
You guys have seasonal depression?
Like Led Zeppelin. In the evening.
Yes, I do. I used to have it really bad when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But now.
Me too.
Anyway.
Now you're
get
just
on with it.
Now you're just depressed four seasons.
Now you're right. Tales of woe, 12 months a year instead of four.
Dead Air Dennis here with the Beer Man, both of us from Classic Rock 92.1. That's WBVX in Lexington, Kentucky, along with Brad Taylor from our brother station, 1300 ESPN Radio. It's time to get down with Week 11 in the NFL.
A Back to Basics edition.
We had a Come to Jesus meeting, didn't
we? Yes, we did. We had a Come to Jesus meeting. Basically, it was me looking in the mirror. And
how'd that look?
It looked like Jesus himself. But anyway.
Wow.
Did I just compare myself to Jesus?
No, I think you just crucified. I think that was self-crucifixion.
I'm sorry, oh Heavenly Father. Anyway, I need to take this show more seriously because I've been mailing it in. I'm just waiting for you two to like agree on something and then just going, wrong again! Like, it's funny to me.
Yeah, it became a thing with you.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I got into that rut. I've had a lot going on.
Because you hate us.
Well, that too. But I mean, also, you know, I've got stress, you know, family, it's the holidays. I've had speaking engagements, book selling, all this stuff. Being the man about town. So it's become stressful. But today is the start of a new day here on this show.
Sure.
I have come back here. And I'm here to pick winners. No foolishness, Spearman. Don't look at me like that.
It's about damn time.
No foolishness, Dylan. Quit texting your wife and telling her make sure to have my tacos ready for tonight. I'm here to play ball.
Taco Wednesday?
It's just one taco I'm interested in.
Oh.
Again, it's a back to basics.
She pointed to
I'm not that
boobies.
Hungry. I'm only going to eat one.
Okay.
You pointed to your boobies.
Next game. All right, before we get
started. Well, let's give ourselves a hand. We were serious for at least a minute and a half there.
There we go. And thanks for stopping by. Okay.
We're still doing Anchorman. We're just taking the games a little bit more serious.
We just got to get better at picking winners. I'm going to tell you, fellas, this is hard for me to do on a Wednesday.
It is.
I'm a little bit better by the time Saturday night and Sunday morning roll around. I'm terrible in the middle of the week.
But it's that stupid Thursday game that makes us have to do it early.
If it wasn't for Thursday. By the way, what are we doing next week for Thanksgiving?
Eating.
I'm not going to sit here on a Wednesday night waiting for you clowns.
I'm going to eat another taco.
Tacos for Thanksgiving.
A turco.
I like it.
Ooh, that's something, right? That could be something. A turco.
By the way, I'll be having Thanksgiving with my mom, and if I hear one taco joke about that, there will be fisticuffs.
Are you going to the casino?
No, we're not for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because I'll tell you why, and Miss Judy's listening, because this is what she told me. She goes, Brad, you've been out having a good time. You're on the radio every day. You're on television, you're having speeches, you're signing books. You need to stay here and clean this house up. Because you've been letting your chores, you know, kind of get away from yourself because you're out having a good time. You need to get back here where you belong. It's another back to basics Thanksgiving.
Miss Judy keeping you humble.
She was not happy with
that. I know you're an author that sold tons and tons of books, but
I thought nobody put Bradley in the corner.
Well, Miss Judy can, because I have been laxing, apparently, on my household chores to keep her home clean.
Let's go.
Let's go to Thanksgiving. I got one question before we get started, though. The KSR parlay. Did you hear they lost again?
No,
last
did
week?
They lose again?
They lost again last week. Six.
Wait. Not only did they lose.
They lost bad? What? Oh, they picked three games. This time, they said, you know what? Four is too hard. No, we pick it four games, 3 weeks in a row. Nah. Let's go with money lines. We won't win as much, but we'll take big money lines. That lost. Back to basics the next week. That lost. Three games. Let's go to three games. Now it's going to get easier. They still lost, and they lost all three games they picked.
God.
Brian Howard, our friend, who's over at the Caesars.
The Red Mile.
Yeah. He sent me his screenshot of he literally faded all three of those picks
on
a parlay, and he cashed the parlay.
Nice.
So, yes, Brian Howard, who is like us, just, you know, we're going to get up. So, yes, fading the KSR parlay, not just with straight bets, but just parlay them, because if they're going to go 0-3, we're going to make a poop ton full. Now, your thoughts on the KSR parlay. 0-6 now. As we get into the holiday season,
I'm going to pull out the REO Speedwagon song. I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another that you've been messing around. I have a friend who has a friend, and we're in their heads on this one.
Oh,
you think so?
I didn't know. I didn't have confirmation of this until this past week, and we are in their heads.
How are we in their heads?
Well, they know that we're talking about them.
How do they know that we're talking about them?
I mean, because we're doing a podcast, and it's available to everybody free.
Oh.
That's how they know, Brad.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, well, kind of fun.
Oh, I love it when they lose. And then they said, hey, guys, gay sheep, come on, follow us. We're going to take you to the promised land. Well, it took, even in the good book, it took them 40 years. That might be how long it takes for them to get a parlay, 40 years to hit their first parlay.
You did have a come to Jesus meeting this week. Now you're quoting the Bible.
Woo. They almost need to hit the first parlay just to get everybody back to even.
Oh, no, that won't do it.
Nope.
Not after you lose six. No. You put together a $5 four-team parlay. What's it going
to
pay?
Well, you got to have
$50.
A 7-1 parlay.
Yeah.
It's got to be 7-1
so,
for you to break even.
Yeah, right.
It's tough. So there you go, folks. Keep playing your parlays. Excuse me. I had a guy on Twitter today say, you know what, Brad? I understand now why you don't play these parlays, because I picked all these games last night, and I lost only because I parlayed, because if I had just done straight bets, I would have made a profit.
Now, I will say this. All three of us have talked about this. Dennis and I both hit solid parlays over the weekend, but the parlays that we are playing are the no-sweat bets that you can put up to $10 in, and if you don't hit, then you get that money back.
That's different, yes.
You're dumb to not play that stuff.
Yeah, that's free money. Yes,
yeah.
That's a free
money. My $10 free parlay was going to pay $190, and I missed it by a half of a pass from Russell Wilson. But I did hit a $5 parlay that paid $170, Monday Night Football, and you hit one too, the same game, right?
I did. I hit it with a little three-leg parlay. Yeah.
The old three-legger.
So
let's do a recap from last week.
Congratulations to Brad Taylor right before the Come to Jesus meeting. He finished at 7-6-1. So he covered his VIG.
He didn't get that 20-year speech out, though, over the Dallas Cowboys. Somebody trumped him in that one. I think it could have been that
it
guy named
It could have been
Dennis.
The man that finished 5-8-1 on the week.
Gosh. Oh, God. 5-8-1.
Wow. Sorry, he was talking smack. I had to
terrible.
Throw it out there. And
I'm having a terrible year. Don't follow my bets, guys.
I hate to admit this. I had the worst week that I've had. I was 6-7-1. It's the first week I was not
above 500. That's okay.
That's good though.
I'm ecstatic with that. But I was
you should be.
Absolutely. There was a couple of games that were I missed by a half.
Nobody cares. I've moved on.
This is true.
Okay, come on, Jesus.
Let's get to the games.
Anybody have anything to add? Tales of woe or more celebration of last week?
I suck. Don't follow my bets. That's my only thought.
By the way, I do come on. Cutler has me on his show on game days right before, like the last 10 minutes of his show. And he keeps saying, don't listen to me. And I always say, don't worry, we don't. So, yes. There you go, Dylan. Doesn't that make you laugh?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you just giggle?
Yeah.
Thursday night football, folks.
I don't want to talk about
it. It's a doozy.
Why don't you want to talk about it, Dennis?
Man, it's just tough.
You're a bad loser.
Being a Bengals fan is tough.
You're just a bad loser, though.
What do you want to call me a bad loser?
Because you are.
Do you like to lose? Do you
bless your heart?
You suppress. This is why you have seasonal disorder.
I totally depress it.
Yes.
Suppress it.
You can't.
You can't
suppress these things. You just got to live in the moment, man. If you're unhappy, be unhappy and say something about it.
That's why.
Keep it inside of you. I'm a Bengals fan. I don't like to see them lose. I'm not afraid to be around my buddies like you guys and go, dang it, man. How close they came to winning a game they didn't really deserve to win. And C.J. Stroud is kind of the real deal. But you noticed the Bengals really missed Sam Hubbard in the run game. Now, Baltimore doesn't have a run game. Okay, they don't have much of a run game to speak of, at least not yet. Not until the Keaton Mitchell kid gets started. Lamar Jackson's another deal altogether. So Sam Hubbard's going to be out again. But good news today, Trey Hendrickson is going to be back on the defensive end for the Bengals.
T. Higgins, I believe, is out.
T's going to be out again. Yeah. They can work around that. That's all right. Yeah. As long as Tyler Boyd doesn't drop any more passes.
Mm.
All I was saying was you have a tough time losing, Dylan.
You take it personal.
We all should.
If anybody, that was our whole come to Jesus meeting this week.
It was. Yes.
Like we need to take this more personal. We need to hit more winners, which
Let's
is
go.
Why I'm taking Baltimore minus four.
I haven't even said the lines and the total yet. Dylan's already given out.
Well, I'm moving on.
The consensus is 3.5, by the way. Okay. 3.5 is the Ravens.
Yeah. Oh.
Getting laying 3.5 with a total of 46. So you're taking
the Ravens. I'm taking Baltimore minus the points. I have a feeling that the Bengals could win this game. But if you want my bet right now on a Wednesday evening, I'm taking Baltimore minus the points because my confidence in the Bengals is low.
They're giving us 3.5 points. This rivalry, and I think you can call it at that stage, is typically kind of a grind it out. Cincinnati won one last year really close. I think Baltimore won the other one last year really close. Actually, they played three times, didn't they?
They did.
But 3.5, the hook will bring you back, as Brad Taylor likes to say.
Brad Taylor would also call this a divisional dog.
I like Cincinnati here. I'm somewhat like you. I'm scared to put money on the money line, but I feel pretty confident with the 3.5.
I'm with you, Beer Man. The divisional dog. Also some sharp action here. I'm taking the divisional dog with a little bit of sharp action here. Divisional dogs. I did a little research on this one. Divisional dogs this year, just straight up against the spread. Only 11-11 this year. Just divisional road underdogs in these games. But over the last 20 years, they had 55% in a big sample size.
Let me ask you this question, and I meant to ask you this before we started recording. Can you pull the stats for every game this year if you took the underdog? Not
yes.
On the money line, just if you took the underdog and the points,
yes.
How you would have fared?
Yes.
So far.
While we're going over the next game, I will pull that up.
Sounds great.
And we'll get to that. But I'm taking the Bengals. Mac Daddy Stogie, like the under here, too. Divisional under. 46 seems like a lot. Not really. I think the good spot to take an under here as well. So I'll be taking the old sharp play, dog of the under, this one. Thursday night football. Primetime unders, 25-7 so far this year.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I like the under, too.
Until they tell me the party's over. I've got the lampshade on my head. I'm going under 30.
I pray to God that you both are right and that the Bengals show up.
I think they'll show, but I would have felt a lot better about the Bengals had the Ravens also won last week.
Next game.
This is one of those, though, where I feel the better quarterback, no matter what, Lamar's having an MVP caliber kind of year, the better quarterback, in my opinion, is still Burrow.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's certainly the better passer. Lamar has completed like only one pass, just a couple of passes of 20 yards or greater this season. He's having a real struggle throwing the ball downfield, and he came out in the media this week and said he was pissed about it.
Yeah.
quote unquote.
Yeah.
Now, what was your question? You want to know just the dogs this season?
If you took just the dogs and the points this year, what would you be at right now?
47.6%.
Oh, okay. So you would still be losing.
A lot
money.
Of favorites have won this year.
A lot
year.
Of yeah. favorites, especially early.
I gave Brad a special project before the podcast today, too.
Oh, I got it.
And he's got it, and we'll get to that in just
yes,
a bit.
Yes, when the time comes. 69, 76, and 5 are the underdogs against the spread.
Okay.
But if we go to the divisional underdogs.
That could explain why I'm leading our group.
It might be. Divisional dogs, yeah, they're 50% on the year. So it's the dogs have not been barking as loudly as usual. Let's go to the next game. And here's the good news for the Bengals. Cleveland Browns. No longer is it Deshaun Watson. No longer is it even PJ Walker. It is a guy by the name of Dorian Thompson-Robinson will be making his first start this week.
DTR?
DTR.
Oh, I went to high school with him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Dieter.
Dieter? Dieter?
Now time on the Sprockets when we dance.
Okay. Your story has become tiresome.
Okay, go ahead.
Next game. The Browns are now 1-point home favorites. They were 4.5 before all this thing went down. That tells you that Deshaun Watson is worth about a field goal and a half point. I guess Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. Cleveland, 1-point favorite. Extremely low 33-point total here, Beer Man.
I would say this. I'm still leaning toward the under in this game. But
low number there.
The amount of quarterbacks that started their first game this year, that I watch a decent amount of college football. There's so many names where I'm like, who in the world is that? My question is this. Is this game at Pittsburgh or at Cleveland?
At Cleveland.
If it's at Cleveland, I'm going to take Cleveland.
I'm taking Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's won 4 of the last 5 between these two teams. And Kenny Pickett's going to have a decent game one of these days. The offense is...
This is probably not the defense to do that, though.
Well, no, but I mean... You know, for example, I mean, these are two AFC North teams. When they get together, crazy things just happen. You know, the good news for Bengals fans is at least one of these two teams will finally lose a game. Pittsburgh has been defined as the luckiest team in the NFL, by the way. Their defense has capitalized in every possible position. But I'm taking Pittsburgh in this game.
Cleveland's end-of-year schedule gets considerably tougher, and I think Pittsburgh is going to start to fall off just because they're somewhat of a, like you said, a lucky team so far. I think the Bengals are still going to finish second in this division, even if they happen to lose this weekend.
This total started 38.5 on Sunday. Now it's sitting at 33. That's too low for me. I would love to take an under here. No, I just can't do a 33. I don't care if it is DTR quarterback. I can't. I'm going to pass on the total, but I was going to take Pittsburgh in this one before the quarterback change, and I'm going to stick with them after the quarterback change. Pittsburgh, still a road dog here. Tomlin is a road dog, outstanding in his years at Pittsburgh, no matter who his quarterback is, from Big Ben to Kenny Pickett. And, yeah, this is the Steelers team coming off, some poor outings, poor bad years, so to speak, and they're a divisional road dog. Yeah, like them, but That under, I really want to take it, but at 33, man, this is too
much. My thought is this. Cleveland's defense is already saying, hey, look, we have got to step up huge in this game. Pickett hadn't looked great in any single game. You've got a brand-new quarterback playing. To me, this is a, 12, 13 game somewhere in that area, 15.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game.
80% of the tickets and money on the under in this one.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was before the Deshaun Watson news. So, yeah, this was an underplay for me. But when you move this from 38 to 33, that's a big move right there.
There was an article that came out. Deshaun Watson was talking about how excited he is about the rehab and the people that have to try to help him work out the issues that he's having with his shoulder.
Well, we got a lot of tickets to cash between now and then. I know you're ready for him to hit the massage table.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. He's excited. Sure. You know what? If I could, I would.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
Waiting on you guys, yeah.
Next game, Arizona and Kyler Murray back and better than ever against Houston and C.J. Stroud, who started the summer 201-1 to win the MVP. Now he's only 20-1 to win the MVP. Houston, a 5-point favorite here. Total 49. Dennis, we'll let you start.
What's the line, Houston? What?
Houston, 5-point favorite over Arizona. Total 49.
Can't help but think that was a pretty big emotional win for Arizona last week. James Conner being back is a real plus. God. Houston's defense, I mean, just watching Houston play against the Bengals on Sunday was kind of eye-opening. I mean, they started off this season as one team. They have week by week transformed into this completely new entity where the coach has the confidence of everybody on the team. Everybody on the team has the coach's confidence. It's a symbiotic relationship that is pretty powerful. I'm going to take Houston in this game. Not excited to give up that many points, but it's kind of a dead number in a lot of ways. Yeah, I'm taking Houston. I believe.
Houston's schedule to wrap up the season is incredibly easy. They do have Jacksonville next week, so you wonder if this is that trap game. They had the Bengals. They get what should be somewhat of an easy game, and then they've got a divisional game. Much like the Bengals last week, I think they may be looking ahead a little bit. Kyler Murray, you know, has got his feet kind of underneath him again. I'm going to take Arizona in this game because of the points. I probably will take Texans to win, but give me the points and I'll take the Cardinals.
I'm with you, Beer Man. Give me the points of the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, what's he playing for? Legacy? His street cred? I don't know. He's got all the money already. But Arizona not tanking. And they're going to try to – they won last week against Arizona. Yeah, give me Arizona this week. On the road is a road dog coming off a bad stretch, and that's exactly the kind of team you like. I look at the betting splits here. The sharp action, 60% of the tickets, 75% of the money here is on Arizona. So that's a sharp play to Arizona.
Okay. What do we know about Arizona's defense against the pass, against the run? Can you pull that up? Five.
Defense, one of the weakest in the league. They've given up 263 points. The New York Giants have given up 266, if that tells you anything. And then Washington has given up 274. That's the worst defense in the league. So they're right there.
I'm going to switch. I'm going to Arizona. Plus the points.
Well, there you go, folks. We all agree that Arizona and the points is a way to play that game. Next game. Here we have the LA Chargers. 3-point favorites on the road in Green Bay. Justin Herbert versus Jordan Love. Total 44. And I think we're at the Beer Man.
Well, you talk about two teams that have really let down their fan bases this year. Granted, Green Bay knew it was going to be a little bit of a struggle. I said before, and I'm probably going to say this way too much, the Chargers should have fired their coach, even though he made the playoffs last year. But personnel-wise, quarterback's better on the Chargers. Defense is better on the Chargers. Offense is better on the Chargers. I'm going to lay the 3 and take the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers, too. They can be a very hot and cold team. But Justin Herbert, obviously the better quarterback, the better offense. They have the better defense. The coaching matchup may not be as easy to, figure and factor. But, you know, I think if Justin Herbert has his way, he should be able to eat up the Green Bay secondary.
I don't think LaFleur has been that great of a coach.
He's not been that bad either.
It hadn't been bad.
But he had Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, exactly. So. I mean, that's one of those things. I know when, like, Peyton Manning's offensive coordinators would go try to coach somewhere else and they would fail miserably. I mean, to me, that's one of those things where the quarterback is mostly the offensive coordinator in a lot of these systems. Granted, he has help. But
well, when a quarterback is given carte blanche, as Aaron Rodgers was given, He was calling the offensive plays. The line looks kind of sneaky. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, Green Bay is the home team, whatever, but – And the Chargers have been hot and cold. But, I mean, you know, you're talking Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler and Justin Herbert. I mean, what are you going to say about
Khalil Mack and Bosa? And, you know, you can go the other side, Derwin James.
And then you got Aaron Jones. The defensive player whose name has escaped.
Jair Alexander.
Yeah, Alexander. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but that's it.
Yeah.
Brad.
I hate this game. But I'm going to take the Packers getting the 3 at home. 70% of the tickets are on the Chargers, but the money's split right down the middle. That's a little bit of sharp action to Green Bay getting the 3 at home here. And if we've learned anything with the Chargers, do not lay points with them on the road. I don't care who they're playing. Give me Green Bay and the points at home. Little bit of reverse line move in this one. Let's go to the next game. And here is our stat for the day, Dennis Dillon. Danny DeVito and the Giants are heading to Washington. Consensus line right now, 9.5. So it's been hovering around 9.5, 10. Total 37 here. I think Dead Air Dennis has the honors.
Who's the quarterback for Washington?
Is it Sam Howell?
Sam Howell, yeah.
Thurston Howell's son.
I've not seen Washington play this year, which makes this pick really hard for me. I did see Tommy DeVito play. He wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be. I'm taking.
It was bad.
I don't like anything about this game, obviously. But these two teams face each other a lot. Historically, they play each other very, very close. So, with that in mind, I'm taking the notion that the Giants team puts together a cohesive plan, that Brian Daboll is tired of being called out in the media, and that they actually show up and keep it tight. So give me the Giants and the points.
Washington, what'd you say, a 9.5 point
favorite? 9.5 point
That's
home
crazy
favorite.
To think, right?
That's insane.
Last time they were favored by this much, Kirk Cousins was playing against the 49ers in 2017.
Well,
so I just gave you the stat. Washington defensively is actually worse than the Giants by 8 points. Offensively, you know, it's a different story. It's 100 points. But division game, Washington's not good. I've seen him play. At least I saw him play against the Bears. But that's way too many points. Washington probably wins this game. But no, not 9.5.
Double-digit dogs this year. You always hear me say, Beer Man, in the last 20 years, double-digit underdogs, blah, 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 blah. Always take them, right? Always take them.
Always.
It's happened 12 times this year. How many times do you think that the double-digit dog has covered the point spread? Just maybe a guess off the top of your head.
I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say 8.
3.
Oh.
Double-digit dogs are 3-9.
Oh, I was going the other direction.
Oh, the dogs are.
I went the other direction.
The underdogs are 3-9 against the spread this year. Okay,
so
you're getting 10.
So 9.
And I was...
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that wrong?
I'm sorry. Either that or we heard you wrong. Okay, either way.
Point is, double-digit dogs who used to be wonderful this year have been awful. And believe me, last week I was on two of them, and I think they both came up a cropper last week. The Giants and somebody else. I forgot who it was. But either way, I'm not gonna leave this lady. I'm not leaving her. I'm taking the Giants and Danny DeVito.
You're gonna dance with the one that brought you.
You're darn right.
Hmm.
Over 20 years, it's still a good system. This year, lousy. What do you trust more? 1 year or 20 years? I trust 20 years. Give me the Giants.
So you trust the dog?
I trust the dog.
The dog of the date that you took to dance with.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes. So we're all on the Giants in this game.
That is correct. Ugh. I don't know about this one. Here we go. Next game. Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. 7-point home favorites to Will Levis and the Titans. Total 40. I think this is Beer Man.
Yeah, Will Levis. Now you got me saying it. Will Levis.
You got yourself saying that.
This is 100% true. You know, when he played at home, he was first game. It looked like he was good, and he's really not done much at all since then. I think it's fair to say that when Tennessee saw him play that first game, they thought, oh, well, good, we've got our next quarterback. These last two games, they've got to be questioning that. I know it's a divisional game, but I know the stat that I usually have is when a good team gets blown out, they come back ready to go. Jacksonville got blown out and embarrassed last week. I'm going to take the Jags in this one.
I'm with you, Beer Man. Well said, my man. Yeah, the Jags scored 3 points last week, and the Titans scored 6, I think. That's 9 points from two teams. But, yeah, I'm with you on this one because Jacksonville's a great team. They're making the run. They just – found themselves with their pants down. I mean, it was interesting because
they also got an angry San Francisco team.
They got a very angry San Francisco team. Both teams came off the bye, though. You would have thought they'd been a little more prepared. Peterson would have had them a little more ready for that game. But he'll have them ready for this week. Will Levis is going to be a decent quarterback. He might even turn out to be pretty good. But he is right now, he's in that awkward, ugly duckling stage where he's going to make some great plays. He's going to have a lot of not-so-great plays. So
yeah.
Give me Jacksonville.
Both you guys took Jacksonville?
He's been waiting for it.
Wrong again. Mac Daddy Stogie style. My favorite bet of the week. Give me Will Levis. Third straight road game for the Titans. That doesn't happen very often, especially with the quarterback just getting his feet wet, so to speak, as a quarterback. Division road dog. Betting against the public. Public's all over Jacksonville here.
they're thinking the same thing Dennis was, coming off that blowout, blah, blah, blah. And the unpopular road dog, that total's low. Total here is 40. Not a lot of wiggle room for the Jaguars to kind of blow this team out. Desert's not expecting a lot of points here. Yeah, give me the one of my favorite picks of the week. It is my favorite pick of the week. Like the under here, too, divisional under, that 40. Give me the Titans. Will Levi's going to go down to Jacksonville. Keep it close. My favorite pick of the week. Next game, the Chicago Bears, beer man.
Woo!
Justin Fields is back. At least they tell us he is. Up to Detroit against Jared Goff. This line has been dropping today. This morning it was 9 when they announced that Justin Fields was starting. Now it's down to 8. Detroit, an 8-point favorite. Big total 48 here. We'll give you the honors with your Bears.
I am a little bit concerned about our offensive line in this game. Detroit, they somehow snuck in and grabbed a win last week, but they were almost outplayed by the Chargers there. Again, it's a divisional game. It's more than a touchdown. I don't feel great about it, and I probably won't put money on it, but it's too many points. Justin Fields is coming back, and he's fresh. I'm going to take the Bears in this one.
You're going to put money on it.
No, I don't. Honestly, I rarely put money on the Bears game.
Honestly,
yeah.
You're lying.
You liar.
Liar.
Chicago's fine.
Chicago, I think, has won 7 of the last 10 between these two teams. You might want to check that, too, while you're looking things up. However, on the other side of the ledger, Jared Goff has covered 11 straight against NFC North opponents, and I think I got that stat right. I'm not a huge stat guy, but, you know, when they're there, you got to use them. The thing is, I feel like Justin Fields, first of all, this is the perfect place to bet Chicago.
Yes.
Perfect situation. And that's a lot of points. And I feel like during his time off, maybe Justin Fields spent some quiet alone time. Justin Fields might have had his own come to Jesus meeting, standing in front of a mirror naked like Brad Taylor did the other day.
I never said I was naked.
No, but in my mind, you were, as you so very often are.
Bears,
well, this is all over.
Bears
we should get an
7-3
together.
In the last 10.
What's that?
Bears are 7-3 in the last 10,
yeah.
But 7-6 in the last 13.
Okay. Well, we don't want to go back too far.
I know.
I'm working with a stat here.
Why don't you sit a couple plays out over there, Dylan?
My fault.
Give me Chicago. I don't like it. But, you know, Detroit's going to have the short Thanksgiving game. Short week on the Thanksgiving game against Green Bay, another divisional opponent next week. So
you both took Detroit?
No.
I mean, you both took Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm with you. Right. Give me Chicago.
Right again.
Right. Right for once. It is Chicago. This line's dropping further. I see some 7.5s out here right now. And big discrepancy between the squares and the sharps here. 70% of the tickets are on Detroit. 75% of the money is on Chicago. That is a sharp play.
Yeah.
Biggest sharp play of the week by far.
Great.
The Bears.
Rich and compelling and rich.
Compelling and rich. And hopefully I'll be compelling and rich after catching this ticket on the Bears, getting the points against Detroit.
I'm giving you some background.
I'm picturing you and Beer Man and Misty Dawn running up and down the hallway.
Chasing Misty Dawn.
Next game, Tampa and Baker Mayfield. Going to San Francisco. Here we have it, folks. Another double-digit road dog. Brock Purdy and the Niners, 12-point favorites. Total 41.5. Dylan.
Yeah, I think that winning by 38 points or whatever it was last week was not enough from San Francisco. I think they're still mad. They've seen Baker Mayfield last year when he was wearing a Rams uniform. I've just kind of given up on the old Bake. As much as I like him, I think San Francisco covers. Give me the 49ers.
I think Dennis and I have agreed on every game except for one so far. I'm kind of with him on this one. The 49ers were probably the favorite to win the Super Bowl until they went on that 3-game losing streak. They're trying to get their mojo back right now. I don't care that it's 12. Tampa Bay is actually on the plus side. They've scored more points than they've given up, but it's almost even. But San Francisco blows them out again.
In the last 12 years between these two teams, it's kind of 50-50 with wins and losses. but each team that was favored won in blowout fashion.
Huh.
Both you guys took the Niners, eh? Wrong again. Tampa, road dog, unpopular road dog. Nobody's betting Tampa in this game. Everybody's back on the Niner bandwagon. And a very low total, under 42 right now, or 41 and a half. Yeah, not much wiggle room for that double-digit favorite. We Tampa on the road, getting the double-digit points, not just because it's a double-digit dog, but because you got a low total and the public totally out to lunch. They don't have any belief.
Final score, 30 to 10. Done. Next game.
Take a wild guess as to who you think the number one scoring offense in the league is this year.
Miami.
Okay. Number two.
Number two is Indianapolis.
No.
No. So San Francisco?
No. Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore, yeah. Yeah.
Thought that was interesting.
They've also given up one of the lower point totals.
San Francisco at 252, Miami at 285. So it is that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next game. Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott on the road after a cakewalk against the Giants last week. Headed to Carolina to face Short, Bryce Young. Dallas, 10.5 point road favorite. Total 42 here. Dylan.
I heard 90% of the money is on Dallas. Can you confirm that? Not the bets, not the tickets. 90% of the money is on Dallas.
That is not true.
Okay, what do you got?
I got 80% of the tickets on Dallas. I got 55% of the money on Carolina.
Maybe that's what I've written down here. Okay, I've just got a scratch note here. Dallas on the road has not been good. They lost to Arizona. They won by only 3 at the Chargers. They lost to San Francisco 42-10. They did beat the Rams 43-20, but they lost to Philadelphia as well. Dallas not the same team on the road. Carolina is a much better team at home. Give me Carolina and the points. Maybe even a $5 bet on Carolina to win the game outright. What would you think about that?
That's awful bold.
I think you're wasting my time, sir.
Remember the last time I said it?
This is true.
When was the last time he said it?
The Denver Broncos over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, God, are we still on that?
We're still on that.
That was another lifetime ago.
He's still buying pizzas from that bet.
I am. Pizza's good.
Little bagel bites about that big.
I think Dennis has got to the point where he's tired of losing to me, so he thinks if he takes all the same teams, at least he's not going to drop back further.
I do not know what you are taking.
It's 100% true.
Yes.
Ego is very inflated.
He's won the last 2 years. So if I win 1 year, good for me. I kind of like Carolina in this game. I'm not saying money line or anything like that, but probably a backdoor cover on this one, but I'm going to take Carolina also.
I'm taking Carolina. Does that mean all of us took Carolina?
Yeah. Right again.
Right again. Yeah, I like Carolina here. That's the low total. When you're looking for these big dogs, when you see a total 42 or less, that's the desert's telling you, yeah, they've got to fit this little kind of window here.
It's a smaller window. I understand that. Yeah.
And they're unpopular dog this week. They're getting less. They're not getting much of the action here. So, give me Carolina getting those 10.5 at home. I don't care how tall their quarterback isn't. Next game, the Las Vegas Raiders with O'Connell at quarterback is coming east to face Miami and Tua. Miami. 13.5 point home favorite. Total 46.5. Beer man.
Was Miami on bye last week? They were, weren't they?
They were, yes.
Were you having a come to Jesus meeting right there?
Stop taking your pants off.
You know what?
I'm not kidding about that part.
I'm not going to put a lot of thought into this one. I'm going to take the Dolphins and lay that many points, which kind of scares me. But when you said they're 50-50 this year, on the double or no, they're better than 50-50.
Double digit dogs are 3-9 against the spread.
So
the favorites are 9-3.
So
double digit favorites are 9-3 against.
So I'm going with the favorite on this one. Surprisingly, give me the Dolphins.
Man, it sucks because I've bet the Raiders 2 weeks in a row, and I want to get off of that train as fast as I can because it's a terrible team.
It's better to get off a week early than a week late.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
What?
Huh? Who's been on for a week?
Taco Tuesday?
Sting?
What was that taco that Dennis was going to eat on Thanksgiving?
What? There's something about a team with a new coach and a new spirit going on the road and facing a much better team as a 13-point underdog. I mean, pride starts getting into your way a little bit, and, you know, you start thinking, all right, you know, are you guys really going to go all the way to Miami and be a 13-point dog? The temptation here is great to take the Raiders, and I don't want to, so I'm not going to. Give me Miami off the bye. Devin Achane back in the backfield. Give me Miami. Tua is 7-2 as a favorite when the spread is 4 points or more. There's a stat for you.
Double digit road dog. Just give me the Raiders. But this is not one that I'm going to be like. This is not a Mac Daddy Stogie. I'll just put it to you that way. But yeah, give me the Raiders.
If I was to run a teaser this week, that would be one I would consider throwing in either direction.
Mm-mm. Because 13, what key numbers are you getting through at 13?
Well, you worry about the key numbers. I'm looking at that. If I can get the Raiders at plus 19 or the Dolphins at, what is that, minus 8?
You get it at 7.5.
So, I'll tell you this really quick. I don't like parlays or I don't like teasers when the potential for a blowout exists. You have to be very careful with
I would probably be more apt to take Miami. I mean, I'm taking Miami at minus 13.5 anyway. I would probably take them at, you know, with a lower number in a teaser. But I feel good either way in that one. I mean, 20 points in the NFL.
Next game. These 4 o'clock games are lousy this week, by the way. Here's one of them. Seattle and Geno Smith. A 1-point road favorite in division with the Rams and Matthew Stafford. 46.5 the total. Spearman.
Stafford is back.
Stafford's back.
Yep. No Carson Wentz. Oh, darn.
Yeah.
I had a story last week I was going to tell you about Carson Wentz. His wife, is now his wife, is from, well, she may not be from this area, but she went to school here. And she almost spent a few weeks living with me and my wife during a time when she needed a place to stay during my wife is related to Carson Wentz's wife.
Great story.
Isn't that fun?
It's a rerun because he told it last week.
Did I tell it last
yes,
week?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I didn't think that I did.
I don't even remember it either.
Maybe I told it to you off mic.
Maybe you did. But I've heard this before.
Even with Stafford being back, the Rams just look old. They're going to have to completely rehaul that team. They gave away everything for that one Super Bowl that they probably didn't even deserve to win.
Correct.
But Seattle, it's just a better team in this spot. Give me the Seahawks.
Probably be more Seahawk fans in Los Angeles to watch their team as opposed to the Super Bowl champ Rams. This is tough. I don't like this game. Neither team has been consistent on any level, really. You know, the coaches are good. You know, you got Sean McVay and an old Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
Is Sean McVay a good coach?
Well, he has been.
He was one year.
When the team was stacked.
But there's a lot of question marks about his coaching.
A few weeks after he won that Super Bowl, he was literally
contemplating retirement.
Yes, he was going to be an announcer. He just wanted to get out.
I think he somewhat saw the writing on the wall. He may be intellectual, but. What has he shown since, like I said, the team was stacked? They had to get rid of everybody because they were way over salary. Is he a good coach? To me, somewhat of a one-and-done kind of thing.
I feel like the Seattle defense is the better defense. I'm not sure about the offense. Both teams have great receivers. Both teams really struggle a little bit with the run game. And Los Angeles, I don't even know who they have as their running back now. Kenneth Walker III, pretty good. Yes. Flip a coin.
That's Seahawks. What they're telling
you. Kevin, who are you taking?
I took the Seahawks.
Do it.
I'll take the Rams.
Oh. I mean, you should have said it.
I didn't want you to be able to say right again or wrong again. So,
take it. I'll take Seattle. I'll lay the point here. But I like the under here. I don't think either one of these teams is going to put up a lot of points with a big total here. 46.5. That feels like a big total to me. And the sharp money is on the under. So this is a divisional under game we like. Under Rams and Seahawks. We'll take the Seahawks, though, against the number. Last 4:30 game, Zach Wilson of the Jets in Buffalo. Josh Allen, only a 7-point home favorite here against the lowly Jets. Total 40. Dylan.
Buffalo lost that opening day game. That was epic with the kid running back the touchdown. That blew me out of a bet, by the way. Buffalo's got Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Dallas coming up in the next few weeks. It does not get any easier for you Bills Mafia fans. Zach Wilson plus 5 points is or more is 1-7-1. And the Bills have a new OC. I mean, everything is upside down, topsy-turvy. I'm taking the Bills in this game. I think they're going to try as desperately hard as they possibly can to put together a cohesive plan and actually show up on both sides of the ball. We'll see. Josh Allen, again, what have I been saying for 2 years? No running game for the Buffalo Bills, and it comes back to get you when you know every play is going to be a pass, and Josh Allen is just throwing the ball in the air. Taking the Bills, though.
The first four games that Buffalo had this year, they lost the first one and then three straight blowouts. They've been within a touchdown on every single game, win and loss. They did fire Ken Dorsey for a new offensive coordinator, which means Josh Allen, you know, he's got a new playbook to a degree that he has to learn. Low-scoring game, in my opinion, again. I'm going to take Buffalo in the win, but I'm going to take the Jets to cover.
I like the way you think there on that one, Beer Man. By the way, after they beat Miami in week four, they were 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. It was Buffalo. They were 3-1 at that time. Now they're 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. So that's how far they've fallen just in the last, 6 weeks or so.
I think I saw a stat that said they're like 38% to even make the playoffs at this stage.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, if you think that, how they're going to cover 7 points spread in this one.
Yeah.
I'm taking the dog, the road dog in the division, New York Jets. I like the under here.
Wrong again. Sorry.
Oh. Did you take Buffalo?
I took Buffalo.
Yeah.
And another divisional under. I don't think the Jets are going to let Buffalo run up and down the field like we think they could. So, divisional under. Give me the under the total here. And the Jets, both those Mac Daddy Stogies.
Sunday. Did you guys watch the game, by the way? Did you see the drive, the one drive late in the game where they scored a touchdown with Josh Allen running the ball into the end zone? That play, that drive was 6 or 7 plays, and it was all runs.
Yeah.
It showed the power of being able to run the ball.
And that was the last drive the offensive coordinator called. Because he was fired the next day.
Yeah.
That was the last drive they had. He's fired the next day.
He finally got it right.
Yeah.
A little late. Next game.
Ever since Daboll left, I mean, Josh Allen has regressed.
No question.
You know, Ken Dorsey I thought was fine, but they just haven't.
Well, there's problems, you know. Like, what happens after 2 or 3 years with the team and proving that you're a great quarterback? Yeah. You know, you start to develop your own identity and you start to develop your own ability to kind of call plays yourself, or at least play them out the way you want them to play out.
Mitchell Trubisky.
I don't think Ken Dorsey's probably as much at fault as.
I'm right there with you on that.
But at the same time, you gotta send a message. you gotta shoot somebody. So
Sunday Night Football, Denver Broncos. 2.5-point home favorites against the Minnesota Vikings and Josh Dobbs. Total 43 here. I think it's Dylan.
Well, that was me last time. Go,
Beer. And it's Beer Man.
Josh Dobbs has really played some good ball. He's kind of caught on to this team pretty quick. That being said, Denver's defense has been spectacular as of late. Sean Payton, I think, is finally establishing an identity with that team. Russell Wilson has become a more serviceable quarterback. He's not garbage out on the field anymore. Denver at home this late in the season. You got that funny air in Denver, so I'm going to take the Broncos in this one.
Minnesota's minus 2 points?
Minus 2.5.
Denver started the season with a lot of injuries to their wide receiver core.
Minnesota's favored?
Denver 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes.
So Denver is favored. Yeah.
Denver's a 2.5-point favorite.
Minnesota gets 2.5 points.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Jerry Jeudy back. Russell Wilson playing well. The defense.
He's been playing all along. He's just been awful.
Well, okay. When did he come back?
he played last week. I know that.
Cortland Sutton is the guy that Russell Wilson goes to, but he even dropped the ball a couple of times this past week and fumbled the ball twice.
But he had a spectacular catch. They did rank that as the most improbable catch of the entire week.
I couldn't believe it when they showed the replay, because I thought, there's no way you know, why did he even try for that? And then you see the replay and you're like, oh my God, he really did catch it.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Jackie Smith in Super Bowl 13.
Oh my God. What about Philip Bauer in the 1964 Super Bowl 79 when he was playing for the
64-79
Lexington Bearcats against the Taylorsville.
Next game.
I'm going to take Minnesota in the points because I think this game will stay close. These teams have only played each other, I think, 15 times in the history of the teams, and I think that it's all been pretty close. So
Fran Tarkington and John Elway.
Oh, my God.
Should have been 16 if it wasn't for Gary Anderson missing a field goal in the NFC Championship game against the Falcons in 1998.
Wow.
When the Vikings were 15-1, they were 7.5 points favorites in that game. And Gary Anderson, who had never missed a kick all year, missed one in the NFC Championship game. Falcons came down, tied it, goes to overtime, Falcons win.
Were you living in Atlanta at the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a crazy day. I remember it very well.
I was going to say, for those of you listening, that's not Red off a computer. That's Brad off the top of his head.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm sitting here, like, amazed, too. Like, oh, my God, how do you know that they almost, or they should have played each other
in 1998? He knows the spread. He knows what the next game would have been.
No, I had a lot of money on the Falcons that day. That was a homer pick. That was a homer pick, to say the least.
This line is sneaky because I can see Denver winning by three. But
I'm taking Denver.
Are you?
I'm going to take Denver. I'm going to lay the 2.5 Denver here. Yeah. And another prime time under. I'm going to stay at this party till the cops tell me I got to go home. I'm going under the total here.
And what's the total?
It was 43.
43? Yeah, I kind of like the over in that one, to be honest with you.
Monday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. Mm. And Brittany Mahomes and the Chiefs.
God.
Are facing the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. A rematch of the Super Bowl. Kansas City, only a 2.5-point home favorite. Does this feel like it should be a little bit more, don't you think? Total 45.5, Dylan.
I'm taking Kansas City. No, I'm kidding. I would never take Kansas City.
Didn't you see that Travis Kelce has been on tour with...
He went to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, went to Argentina. And he was waiting for his lover to run off stage and kiss him immediately after her concert. It was so romantic.
Was she sweaty?
It doesn't matter to her.
Was it in the middle of a costume change?
No, it was immediately afterwards. She changed the words of one of her songs to fit his name.
Oh, my God.
Yes. How can you root against that? How can you go against a love story?
It's really tough, Brad. I'm just fighting the urge inside of my... And, not, you know, if he would travel to see her in the capital city of Montevideo of Uruguay, next door to Argentina, then perhaps I might think it was love. And perhaps at that point I might be willing to take the Kansas City Swifties. But no, I'm still waiting for the outrage of Taylor Swift fans to, like, pummel me with hatred. Emails, messages, texts, parking in front of my house. This is what I want to happen. Taylor Swift fans, come at me. What you got? Weak. That's what you are. You're weak.
I made a lot of money off of Travis Kelce jersey. My mom, Miss Judy did. She sold it on eBay. I got it for signing up at one of the sportsbook apps.
Is that right? That's awesome.
I told you this story.
I'm trying to act like I don't know it.
I told you this.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me this in front of our audience.
There's a little bit of acting going on.
How did you do that? I wish you could have seen the beer man describe. There's a little bit of acting going on.
There's no the
with jazz
in my name.
Hands.
Yeah, give me Philadelphia, beer man.
Wrong again. Kansas City at home. Philadelphia.
It doesn't have the same. It did not have the same. Wrong again!
No, are you trying to say that you have punch?
You know, it's comical. I talked about how many games in a row we went, and then this is four in a row that we're going against each other.
Yeah.
Kansas City at home. Kansas City coming off a bye. I think Philadelphia's coming off a bye, too, though. But the team is more than Kelce.
No, it's not. The defense is decent.
Rashee Rice has started to come up pretty good.
Okay, he gets two or three catches a game. You're right. It's so much more than Travis Kelce.
But no, Kansas City at home, I just think they're the better team. They have the better coach. Although it's still close, but 2.5, it's less than a field goal. Give me a field goal.
No way. Philadelphia goes in with attitude. They're going to punch him in the face. You watch.
You watch, beer man.
I will be watching this game.
No, I'm going to watch it too. You want to watch it together? I can punch you in the face while, what's his name, Sirianni is punching Andrew Reid in the face.
Boy, I'll pay money to see you punch beer man in the face. I really will.
I'm an angry loser. Remember that.
You don't have to tell me. I know for a fact that you're an angry loser. I'm trying to look up the...
just give us your pick, okay? How about that?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to
before
look
I
up...
Or punch you in the face.
Well, no, that's why I sit far away from you during these games.
I feel like the listeners of this podcast probably have me all wrong because...
No, they don't.
...of the way you guys describe me. I'm the happiest, silliest, goofiest...
I'm taking the Chiefs! I am on the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift bandwagon. I'm with you, beer man. Give me the Chiefs and the primetime under. There's three primetime games this week. I'm going under in all three. Give me two. I'll be very happy. So there you go, folks. There you have it. Our week 11 handicapping perspective NFL picks.
Makes me sad to think about week 11 already.
Yeah.
Next week's Thanksgiving. I'll be cleaning up Miss Judy's house while you guys will be having good times.
Mm-hmm. Beer man, you want to come over, punch you in the face, make you a sandwich?
I can go for that.
Can you send pictures?
I saw a man on fire. Killed a man with a trident.
Yeah, you might want to lay low for a little bit.
You may be wanted for murder. Anyway, best bets for week 11. Are you guys ready, or do you want me to rattle them off?
I'm not qualified
for best bets. I'm going to tell you that right now.
We have
last year, literally, people were sitting at home waiting for this segment of the show just so they could write down every word I said, including the when I said, they would write that down too. This year, I don't even warrant.
Wrong again in your thoughts of what the people were doing. Are you guys ready? You want me to go?
No, go ahead.
Go.
I have plenty of picks. Okay. I'm taking the Bengals, getting the points. I'm taking the double-digit dog Giants getting the points. Give me Pittsburgh on the road against DTR. Give me Wilson Pickett. Give me Carolina getting double digits against the Cowboys. Give me the Bears, beer man.
Woo-hoo.
Getting more than a touchdown in Detroit. Give me Tennessee, my favorite bet of the week. Will Levi's on the road, third straight road game, divisional dog getting a touchdown. That's enough for me. Give me Arizona on the road in Houston. It's too many points. Give me Tampa. Getting way too many out in San Fran. And give me the Jets on the road at Buffalo, getting a touchdown. A lot of dogs this week I like. And quickly, the games that I like under, like Thursday night and Sunday night and Monday night, primetime games under. Also, the Cleveland game, I'm with you. I'm Cleveland now. I'm going to take the under in that one, even though it is 33. Going under at Jacksonville and Buffalo and the Rams and Seahawks. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies from the man who wrote the book, Side Hustle, available at Amazon or at your local Joseph Beth bookstore where there's still some copies signed. Who's next?
Go ahead, here, man.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm riversiding you on one. Jacksonville, to me, my best bet of the week because they got blown out last week. Actually, I'm riversiding you. I took San Francisco as one of my best bets. I'm with you on the Jets, and I'm taking Kansas City as one of my best bets of the week.
Because of Taylor Swift?
No, because Kansas City's a better football team.
No. When Taylor Swift is there.
Is she there?
I've interrupted you twice, Dylan.
She's got her own suite.
The anger on his face when I interrupt him with Taylor Swift comments is just priceless. I am so proud of myself. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have four. Carolina, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears.
I love all three.
Three of the worst teams in the NFL this week.
You're tired, you're poor, you're weak. I love them.
I'm putting $5 on the money line on all three of those, by the way. Book it. I'm going to do it.
If you hit one, you'll probably make a profit.
Yeah. And my fourth and final one is Philadelphia. And these picks are from Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1, author of the book Horton Hears a Ho.
That'll cost you $20 just to hear the ho. Yes. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Any farting shots?
Farting shots. I don't. I'm gonna have to think for a second.
Did you enjoy the new Back to Basics? The new Brad Taylor over here.
I did. It was kind of nice that we. Let's see. We can look at this real quick.
I felt like you were a little more inspired.
We agreed on. I felt like you put a little work into it. We agreed on Arizona. We agreed on the Giants. We agreed on the Bears. Carolina. That's it. All
still,
early
that's,
games.
That's good. That's
well, bad. Good luck to everybody in your bets, your wagering. Thanks, guys.
DraftKings, keyword Bear Man.
Oh, is that how you do it? Keyword? What is this, AOL? You got to go look up profiles? Hey, nice profile.
Everybody Game share the podcast.
Promo code, Jesus.
Everybody do what Dylan Goday did a couple of weeks back. Share the podcast, and let's see if we can get a banner week of listeners this week.
Yes. Yeah, we need we've been getting those 6,000 listeners like the that we had last week or the last few weeks when those guys were on there, especially. We're looking for five figures here, aren't we, Beerman?
Absolutely.
We don't want to build our name just because we make fun of the KSR guys.
We're not making fun of them. We're insulting them to their face.
Oh, it's like yep.
We're telling them, and we're being real.
We're telling you suck. You're terrible. Stop doing this.
6 weeks in a row.
Stop.
0-6.
Stop ruining people's finances.
They don't care. Those sheep will just keep following them. We love you, fanboys. Oh. We'll follow you to the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Matt Jones, you're so dreamy.
40 years in the wilderness. Yeah, you'll be 40 years. 40 years in the wilderness wandering.
All right. That's it from here. Lexington, Kentucky on a Wednesday night. November, what day is this? The 15th?
Yes.
15th.
It is halfway through the month. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November.
Did I tell you my favorite day? One of my favorite days of the year is January 2nd.
Because?
The holidays are over.
Thank you.
My birthday is like 2 weeks after that.
Whoa, there you go.
There's another
holiday. My daughter's birthday is
okay, so
is,
2 weeks and one day later is my favorite day.
2 weeks, yeah, day
you got,
after
you
that
got day. Martin Luther King Day. You got
I
my
did go to Beer
birthday,
Man.
Next game.
My birthday.
Next holiday. I did go to Vegas.
Arbor Day.
For one of Beer Man's birthdays. That was kind of fun.
Oh, boy. I guess
I didn't talk to him
invited.
The whole time I was there. Oh, wait. I did say happy birthday, kind of.
No, there was that one time when you looked at me and went, are you high?
You were so mad outside of that restaurant.
And I said,
thanks for inviting me. I appreciate
it. Oh, another tale of woe. We'll end it with a tale of woe.
Want to go to Vegas this January?
I wish I could. I got to clean up Judy's house at Thanksgiving.
Well, you know.
Well, it should still be clean come January.
You guys want to come out and help me clean the house?
No.
No? She's got a lot
of. But at least I thought about it.
She's got her little diaper container. That's always fun. It's fun. It's exciting.
You're a good boy, Brad.
I've already been through it with my parents. You have my love and support and my respect.
We're supposed to be cheerful givers. I'm not always cheerful. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. So until the next time, as always...
Suck it, Stivers.
Somebody's going to suck it.
I...
Might as well be...
I do hope you guys can come up with some originality and some catchphrases because I am tired of carrying you guys... With stuff like Suck It Stivers and, you know, Mac Daddy Stogies and May the Winners Be Yours.
Do you like it?
I come up with all this stuff.
Do you like it when people say the same things over and over again?
Yes, I do.
Jeez.
So until the next time, hi, Carumba.
May the winners be yours.
Still an hour.
You guys suck.
Huh?
Say something to make the last one.
I get the last word in.